This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Argentina has a response to those who demand the decriminalization of abortion. 2 million Argentinians turned out Saturday to oppose change to current pro-life laws. A week earlier, Ecuador saw a 500,000 turnout there with the same message. Recent pro-abortion legislation in Argentina gathered momentum after violent pro-abortion protests, but faltered in Argentina's Senate. March organizers say the narrow defeat of federal abortion measures have sparked this growing pro-life response. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, the Daily Caller has verified suspicions with research showing that every U.S. Senate vote against a ban of abortion-related infanticides came from senators supported by Planned Parenthood in the last election cycle. As for a similar effort in the U.S. House to compel a vote on abortion-related infanticide, there is still time to get your U.S. representatives to sign the letter of support to get that bill out of committee and onto the U.S. House floor for a vote. 167 babies have been saved from abortion in the current 40 Days for Life campaign. Get involved at 40daysforlife.com. And Georgia Friday became the latest state to ban abortion after any heartbeat may be detected. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.